Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Sure. No, you don't.
Oh, me. Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone jibba?
Okay, we called marketing in a major resort. Emily said that Michelle is in charge of marketing and gets influencers calling all the time.
Oh.
Saying, oh, yeah, I want to get hooked up with a free room. Oh, yeah, I want to get, yeah, hook me up with all of it. I want the big hookup.
Yeah.
And they're just, obviously, they're not really influencers. Well, everyone's an influencer now.
All right.
All right, here it is. It's our prank call, the phone jibba.
Marketing, Michelle, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, I'd like to speak to the manager of the department.
I'm the manager, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking to stay sometime towards the end of the month for a couple days, and I wanted to talk to you about getting a room there and staying for a couple days and just enjoying the resort.
Okay, we'd love to have you stay here. Have you spoken to reservations yet?
I didn't call them. I wanted to talk to you first because I'd really love to collaborate with you guys and come stay and check out the resort and just really help promote. So I wanted to know if there's something we could do there and make it happen.
Okay, so you wanted to collaborate with our resort.
Yeah, exactly. Do you do collaborations?
We do collaborations. It depends on your social media following and as far as how that goes. But normally we do seek those people out. So can you just tell me real quick, how did you hear about this?
Oh, I came across you guys on Instagram. And I'm an influencer, so I thought it would be great to come. And what I would do is just bring a friend and we would stay and just have like really good dinners, some massages, and just do like some shots by the pool and stuff like that, and thought it would be really fun. So I'm interested, and I could come towards the end of the month.
Okay, yeah, as I mentioned, normally we seek those people mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about you? Where would I find you as far as social media? What type of platforms are you on?
Well, I do all the platforms. I just started a YouTube channel. That's going to blow up. Snapchat I'm on, and I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Flickr, Facebook, LinkedIn, all those.
Wow. Okay, that's great. Normally, we do have a limit, though, as far as number of followers for social media goes.
Right. Well, I'm sure you do, but I'm blowing up right now, so you're definitely going to want to be a part of this.
Yeah, no, definitely. Can I take a look at your Instagram really quick?
Sure.
And see as far as followers go?
It's at numi_roomy6233.
Okay, great. I'm looking you up. What's the profile picture?
You'll see a coin there. It's a very rare wheat penny. It's an old 1 cent wheat penny, which is a very valuable.
I'm sorry, did you say a coin?
Yeah, it's a penny. It's a very valuable penny. It's numi. Do you know what numismatist is? Do you know what that is?
No, I'm sorry. I do not.
It's a coin collection. People that collect coins, and that's what I do. I'm Numi Roomy 6233. So I'm blowing up in the coin collecting world, and I'm a brand new influencer that way.
As far as your numbers, though, it is a little bit below what we would have our influencers at.
Well, what is your limit? What is your limit? Because I have 1,123 followers already, and I've only been on for 3 months.
No, yeah, so our limit is about 30,000 followers.
What?
And you have 1,100. So you're just a little bit below our number.
But by the time I stay there, I'll probably be up to like probably 30,000 by then because I'm blowing up. Like I said, there are not a lot of coin collector influencers. And so you're getting a whole new market you can market to.
Yeah, sir.
Imagine your hotel. Sure. Imagine all the coin collectors seeing me polishing coins by your pool while I'm getting massage. How many people would want to come and stay and do that?
I mean, that sounds great and all, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's what the people by the hotel would necessarily like.
And I would bring my friend, Mr. Jingle Jangles 22, and he's blowing up too. We would wear like copper Speedos and stand in the pool with tanning lotion on, like, two coins in a fountain. Come stay here.
No,
luxury.
I appreciate your passion for mm-hmm. yours.
You should have a passion for it, because imagine the amount of money you're going to make if I go and blow you guys up.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily going to happen.
Well, I mean, Instagram is one platform. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on LinkedIn. I have 100 pictures on Flickr. I'm starting a Pinterest page. There are not a lot of coin Pinterest pages. I'm giving you a whole new market.
I think that there aren't any coin Pinterest pages for a reason. And
yeah, the reason is I'm starting it. I'm the first star. You always want to get in on the bottom. Like the guy that did Gangnam Style. Remember, he blew up because nobody was doing South Korean rap music
videos.
Yeah,
but now the guy from Gangnam Style, you don't hear about him. So I don't know if you want that to happen to you.
Well, you can only have a billion people look at your videos so many times, and then the whole world saw it. Do you want the whole world to see you when I blow up? I'm going to have a billion followers, and what are you going to have? Think about that.
I don't know if that's really something that we're seeking at the moment, to have people that collect coins come to our hotel, especially if you and your friend, Mr.
It's Jingle Jangles. Yes.
Whatever his name. That might not be something our guests
see. All right. Well, you're lost. It's your loss because you're going to get two major superstars. And when our YouTube channel blows up, you're going to see.
Yeah,
you're going to wish you had us there. If I were you, I would jump on it right away. You can get in on the ground floor.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, as mentioned,
should I let Jingle Jangles know to take time off?
No, I would not do that yet. Mm. I would wait till you got confirmation from me. So, like I said, just send me an email and then we'll be in touch that way.
I'll tell you what. All right, then I plan on being there on the 25th. I'll be there on the 25th, and we'll be checking in.
No. We did not agree on a day for you to come. I understand.
The 25th is the day we're coming.
We didn't know.
We want the whole jibba, so lay it out for us, and we'll be ready, okay?
Sir, I'm not sure what a jibba you said. I'm not sure what that is, but do not come to our hotel. We did not book your room. Please don't do that.
I'll tell you what a jibba is. Do you want to know what it is?
Okay, yes. What is a jibba?
It's a prank call that Emily told us to make on you because you get influencers calling you all the time.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You know what? I do. I get those all the time. It's the weirdest type of influencers, so I went along with it. I had no idea.
Do you know how hard it is to say Jingle Jangles and not crack up?
I'll be sure to contact you guys in case I need some coin collectors. Okay.
You just made a phone, Jibba. It's Morning in the Morning. Phone, Jibba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
The phone, Jibba.
06-735-20.
That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.